Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
saints and angels storm.
Good morning, Central Indiana. You're listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's word and desiring his coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and he is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
Happy 4th of July, Indiana. Please indulge me this morning to read to you the beginning of the beautiful, indelible, enduring, and memorial words of the Declaration of Independence, penned by the Honorable Thomas Jefferson and signed in and by the Philadelphia Colonial Congress 244 years ago, July 4, 1776. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America when, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such forms as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. We are witnessing an unprecedented attack upon these liberties Americans once cherished and that our Constitution of the United States enumerated and guaranteed. The unprecedented riots, the outright rebellion to the moral law of God, the atrocities in our cities, and the political malfeasance of the Marxist Communistic Democratic Party to remove a duly elected Republican president all point to the mystery of iniquity that the Apostle Paul warns us to be on guard against. An end-time prophecy by the prophet Jeremiah speaks of the mental insanity that will come upon the whole world. Babylon hath been a golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine, therefore the nations are mad. That is found in Jeremiah 51:7. The Lord, when speaking of madness here in this prophecy, is not speaking of anger or wrath, but insanity. Like when King David faked insanity before the Philistine king of Gath in 1 Samuel chapter 21. This Babylon is the same Babylon spoken of in the book of Revelation chapter 17 and 18, called in capital letters, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, and abominations of the earth. She is also known as the Great Whore, which is that great city that sitteth upon seven hills, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunken with the wine of her fornication. She sitteth upon this walled city, declaring herself the Queen of Heaven. The unrest in America and around the world is her doing. She has unceasingly perverted truth. Former Congressman Ron Paul made this brilliant observation that is manifesting itself before our very eyes. Truth is treason in the empire of lies, he said. The Lord tells the church to occupy till he comes and to resist the devil. The spiritual battle for the saints of God is overwhelmingly greater than the battles fought on the battlefields our forefathers had with the British redcoats. We are fighting a craftier and more deceptive foe, our friends. Please continue to enjoy this morning's message on the mark, which describes the events leading up to the mark of the beast and the cashless society that will come upon the earth during the Great Tribulation, and that we today must implore others to resist its current inception upon our shores. Also in this series, I iterate the strong delusion that has been snowballing upon our land for over 100 years. Please enjoy this morning's message. This is part four.
Fiat money, government decreeing and legislating whatever they choose to be money. Fiat currency is legal tender that derives its value from its issuing government rather than a physical good or commodity. The strength of the government that establishes the value of fiat currency is key in this type of money. Most countries around the world use fiat currency systems to purchase goods and services by establishing the value of legal tender. And we'll get more into that, but let's look at the Constitution first. The Constitution. Key words. Words are important. Man, when I've learned to read the Bible, And the importance of words, it is critical, just like we saw that preposition word on versus in, or in versus on. The U.S. Constitution in Article 1, Section 8 reads, Congress shall have power to what?
Coin.
Coin. Can you pull out a coin for me, anybody? Pull out a coin. Will you pull out a coin? There's a coin. You know what a coin is, because you pulled out a coin. This is a coin, right? To coin money, regulate the value thereof, and of foreign coin. In Section 9 it reads in the Constitution, no money shall be drawn from the Treasury. Doesn't say the Federal Reserve, does it? The Treasury. But in consequence of appropriations made by law. Here's the kicker. In Section 10 of Article 1 of the Constitution, no state shall coin money. Coin money. The key word is coin. Emit bills of credit, make anything but gold. Anything but gold, when the light bulb came on and I saw that, anything but gold and silver coin, a tender in payment of debts? What? That's constitutional, right? Gold and silver coin, a tender in payment in debt. Intrinsic value of gold and silver money versus non-intrinsic. What does that mean? The non-intrinsic fiat value of paper money. The gold price today, yesterday, was $1,592.35 per troy ounce. It's gone up. It was about $1,200. But what is intrinsic value? It's worth. If I took this dollar bill and deface it, and you couldn't see the ink any longer on here, this paper would be worthless. It doesn't have any value in the paper itself. But if you defaced a gold or silver coin, it still has value in the gold, the weight of the gold and the weight of the silver, because it has intrinsic value. Because there's a demand for the gold, right? Because if you deface this dollar and you go to a clerk and say, hey, I'm sorry, but it got defaced, but this was a $100 bill, he'll laugh at you because he doesn't know if it's a $100 bill, a $1 bill, a $10 bill, right? $20 bill? It's just a piece of paper. Can I get a bottle of water with this piece of paper if it's defaced? No, sorry. You could burn it in your fire and, you know, get a little heat. It has no intrinsic value. But a troy ounce of gold, you deface it, it's still gold. And I'll still give you some money for it. I may not give you the full value of it, but there's some good value in that gold. And I'd weigh it before I took it from you. Do you see where I'm leading here? The last time the U.S. Congress fixed the value of the dollar to a troy ounce of gold was in 1934 at $35. Now notice what the troy ounce is today, just recently, $1,592. Back in 1934, Congress set it at $35. This was when a FRN, Federal Reserve note, was tied to hard currencies such as gold and silver. Silver certificate and gold certificate. This is where I'm going to need this magnifying glass. This is a silver certificate dollar. Now, if you have a dollar bill in your hand, take out your dollar bill and compare to what I'm going to read on this silver certificate. It says on the top here, silver certificate. It says here, right over here in this corner, you read your dollar bill, and it says here's a dollar bill, it says This note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. This dollar bill, this is just a collector's item today, and some of them said gold certificate. This one says this certificate. Wait. This says this note is legal tender. This says this certificate is legal tender for all debts and public and private. And it says silver certificate, this certificate that there is on a deposit in the Treasury of the United States of America, $1, your dollar says $1 right at the bottom there, but let me read the rest of the story. Paul Harvey. $1 in silver payable to the bearer on demand. Now, you have been deceived because we think this is money. How can a note be money? It says Federal Reserve note on there. A note is an IOU, right? But we use this as money. The Great Deception. In 1934, Roosevelt, not Theodore, 34, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Franklin Delano Roosevelt stole the people's wealth. And you know what happened just before all this? The country was flooded with immigrants. And my family was part of those immigrants, both sides, mom's side and dad's side, who had very little knowledge of the founding of this country, never mind the Constitution. And they flooded the country with immigrants. Back then, they were legal immigrants, came through Ellis Island. But they caused the Great Depression, and in 1933, it was illegal to own gold. And they closed everybody's bank. They seized everybody's safe deposit box, and it was illegal to own gold. Wait a minute! The Constitution says gold is part of our monetary system. Do you see how angry I got? Be angry and sin not, the Bible says. Righteous indignation. What? This is the reason I'm where I'm at today. Because the biggest con game took place on my grandparents. They stole their wealth. And they stole our wealth. And the real monetary system, you know what? Let me just tell you, you think Trump's rich and Bloomberg's rich and the guy who owns Google is rich, and the guy who owns Amazon is rich, and you think, all these billionaires. You know who's rich? Those who got the gold. Those who got the gold, the bullions, the bricks, the coins, the international bankers. And it ain't in Fort Knox no longer, because our country has a debt that it cannot pay. So, In the notes here, so this is a silver certificate. You can still find these. Sometimes they're in circulation. If you look at your dollars hard enough. So the last time the U.S. Congress fixed the value of the dollar to a troy ounce of gold was in 34 at $35. This was when an FRN was tied to hard currencies such as gold and silver, silver certificates, gold certificates. And an ounce of silver was $1. So a 35-to-1 ratio between a gold ounce and a silver ounce. For the last 60 years or more, the daily price of gold has been fixed on the premises of Nathan Meyer Rothschild and Sons by the members of the London, and it was on their premises, by the London Gold Market Fixing LTD. Every day the value of gold is fixed in London. Twice a day, really. It's twice a day the price of gold, the beginning of the day and at the end of the day, the price of gold is fixed. The price of gold today does not suggest the inflation of an ounce of gold, but more accurately describes the deflation of the American dollar, or FRN. That means this has deflated in value because an ounce of gold today take 1,500 of these little dollar bills and more to buy an ounce of gold, when at one time it was 35 of these bought a ounce of gold. The dollar, because all they have to do is print more. They don't have to go to a gold mine, get gold miners to extract the gold, to purify the gold, to coin the gold. They got all the wood they need. The trees that they need to make this paper and then stamp whatever value they want. And then they say they're putting money into circulation and charge us interest for it. That federal interest debt of $23 trillion, which will never pay off, $122 trillion in unfunded liabilities, what does that mean? What they owe you, who haven't retired yet, and soldiers for their GI bills and federal employees for their pensions. $122 trillion of unfunded liabilities. It's the biggest Ponzi scheme on the face of the earth. All the other deceptions just fall in line. They just build upon this great deception. And you know what makes them money? It sticks you and I and our children and our grandchildren and great-grandchildren in the poorhouse is wars. World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, the endless war in the Afghanistan in the Middle East, and other skirmishes all over the world. Because what do countries have to do? Buy weapons. Exactly. And so it just drives that debt further up. I don't want to finish this today. Save this for next week. We'll review a little bit. Please come back. Invite your 10 closest friends to come and learn something. Because to me, part of the deception, this deception of not knowing our value, what happened to our money, is the reason we can't get people to believe in Christ. Because the churches are dying. Because they can't see the deception. They can't see. The government wouldn't do that. The news, CBS and ABC and all the alphabet soup news stations wouldn't tell us. They would tell us the truth. They wouldn't tell us a lie. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. And this leads to other important things in the scriptures here that we need to cover. Please come back next Sunday. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. And Lord, I just pray your blessings upon each person here. I pray that their eyes are as open as mine. I pray that they have the righteous indignation as I have. I pray that, Lord, we can understand and comprehend what is taking place in our country and what this is marching towards. Lord, the title of the message is The Mark. Gives us an idea of what's taking place in America is leading us towards. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, I thank you for each person here. I pray your richest blessings upon their homes, their health, their life. Their desire for thee, Lord. I just pray they would have a burning, burning desire for thee, for your word, and realize that we're going to have to put our full 100% trust and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, your word is the word of truth. We love you, Lord. Thank you for our time together. Thank you, Lord, that you are with us and in our midst. And Lord, help us to learn and study and be more like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel, 13500 Tegler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. Please join us again next week, in person and right here on Freedom 95.